Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. A new president in Chile, a very young man in his mid-30s, a millennial, and a scholar, and a young man who has read classical Marxism, to my understanding. The books in his apartment in Santiago contain some of the thinking of the 19th and 18th century about the struggle between the proletariat and the leaders or the masters or the owners. However, right now there's a struggle in Chile to understand what President Boric means, and there's not time to just celebrate his inauguration, which was a festive affair. Lots of young people. It's wonderful to see that. There's a constitution also being rewritten in Chile. But I go to headlines in these last hours. Chile's interior minister greeted by gunfire and test for new president. Lead graph, Chile's new government will press ahead with plans to end a state of emergency in parts of the south, marked by land disputes with indigenous groups, even after the interior minister's first visit there was marred by gunfire. The interior minister is Chia Siches. Evan, this is a puzzle. Because my memory, and it's superficial, but it's what I can do, all these states you teach me, is that Boric and his campaign were keen on empowering the indigenous groups in the South, people who have been exploited or ignored and are part of the story the left brings to each new contest. So this gunfire, does it suggest that just electing Boric was not going to answer, that there's more to this? I understand it spreads across the borders, too. So let's just deal with the Chile part.
John, it's absolutely a complex and fascinating dynamic. First of all, I do believe that everything I know about Boric, that he is, a committed Democrat and probably an impressive intellect, although that doesn't mean that his policies will not lead the country in a destructive direction, which is exactly the opposite. And I think we've seen that with some of the difficulties that Chile faces. The issue of the land rights to the Mapuche and the treatment historically of the Mapuche and a small group of Mapuche activists, under what they call the CUM, which have killed farmers and ranchers in the name that the land is theirs, and even have burned helicopters on the eve of the visit of the Pope a couple years ago, and things like that, really have emphasized this ongoing problem. And so the real issue now is that as you have a new government in power, it's actually exactly the promises of the government to give a new voice to your press, and the naming of somebody such as Chia Siches, that arguably motivates some of these groups to want to remind the government that they do have a voice. This happens time and time again across the region, that it's actually the permissiveness and even the openness of the left that animates some of these things that supposedly they're going to solve. Now, what I know about Siches, her background, certainly as a professional, as a doctor, her COVID response was relatively impressive. Now, what we're going to see is whether that translates into running a very complex interior ministry with problems that include not only the Mapuche, but also massive refugee challenges in the north, organized crime and drug violence, especially in the spillover areas, such as Iquique from Peru and in Bolivia. Other questions, environmental questions, whether they can actually square some of the challenges of the environmental goals with other needs, for example, the refining of copper and lithium, which is so fundamental to Chile's economy. So, Siche, this really highlights that Siche has her work cut out for her in managing a number of different challenges that basically have gotten worse with the expectations unleashed by this new government.
The president, the new president, uses the word redistribution, which translates perfectly into the Spanish. I understand. However, what does it mean, Evan? Does it mean a stronger tax structure? Does it mean confiscation? Does it mean people's houses will be moved into the way that happened after revolutionary Russia? I mean, this is a man who reads classical Marxist history. I'm just puzzled.
Well, and the issue right now is it's really not clear what Boric means and what Boric can do. And the two are probably very different. Clearly there is an intention to increase taxes, especially on the wealthiest Chileans, a sense that, Chilean society has long been one of the most unequal in terms of the distribution of wealth in the region. There's clearly been the idea that, there was going to be a move towards a greater government role, whether that was, increasing government role in the pension system or other things. But what's also clear is that within the Chilean Congress, Boric comes in at a time when, for example, in the House, the left and right are roughly balanced, 67 votes for the left coalition and 68 for the right coalition. In the Senate, actually, the left coalition only has a minority of a total of about 19 votes out of the 50 that they need. But even there, most of the votes that the left actually has, which would help Boric govern, are the essentially the center left, what they call the Democratic Socialists. And what that means is that some of the more radical proposals would not only be, Boric doesn't have a majority for, but even he has to negotiate within, the kind of the more conservative elements of his own, left. And so what he can actually do with respect to some of the more radical things that would, kill some of Chile's economic engines, such as copper production in the interest of environmentalism or, massive redistribution with respect to taxes and increases in the minimum wage and shortening of the official work week, as he's talked about, that's going to be difficult. The danger that creates is we have a parallel process going on in which you have the rewriting of the Chilean Constitution. That product will be out probably in about July. And in the context of a Boric government, which is probably going to be stuck with some of its legislative initiatives, the prospect of embracing constitutional change as a vehicle for bringing a more radical series of policies and all of the polarization that could come with that movement to change. And basically, the right seeing this as a radical threat, the left seeing it as their best hope to actually transform Chile, which is stuck legislatively. So I think politically things could get more polarized and more contentious before things get better in the later part of this year.
A new administration in Santiago, Chile, in a vital part of planet Earth for the development of the 21st century, especially the renewable development. Chile is rich in metals. Evan Ellis, Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, Latin American Research Professor, Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.